This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been exploring South by Southwest Interactive, the tech-oriented part of an annual event that draws tens of thousands of people here to the state capitol. No matter who you are, one of the things this festival offers is an audience. It's a place where people come to talk about what's next, and in a way, try to control the future by predicting it. Steve Case is no exception. The billionaire and AOL CEO turned Washington, D.C. venture capitalist is talking about the past, present, and future of the internet and pushing for VCs to fund tech hubs of the future that could exist in a large number of American cities. I sat down with Case in a suite at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Austin. Steve Case, thank you so much for chatting with me.
It's good to be here.
So 20 years ago, AOL had just hit about a million subscribers. That feels like centuries ago.
It was a long time ago. I agree with that. And we had actually been at it for more than a decade at that point. We started AOL 30 years ago this year. At the time, only 3% of people were online, and they're only online an hour a week.
What shocked you about how the online world has changed or stayed the same since you first got in the game? And you've been in the game for a while.
Well, actually, what shocked me the first time was it actually took longer than I thought for the idea to take hold. PC manufacturers didn't want to build in communications modems because they thought most people don't want this, so why should we bother? And
every startup needs a true believer.
Every concept needs a tribe of true believers.
Speaking of which, talk to me about Washington.
Well, Washington actually is emerging very quickly as a hot startup center. It was not true 30 years ago when we started AOL in Northern Virginia, right across the river from D.C. And now you see the debates around net neutrality and other kinds of things. The government role is heating up again. I think key parts of our economy are going to require a little bit more of an interaction with the government, either as a regulator or even the government as a customer. The government spends more on learning and health than any other organization. So it's going to require a different kind of entrepreneur to engage in a different kind of way for this next wave of great innovation, what I think of the third wave of the internet.
We're asking a lot of people what they're here to pitch. We think there's a lot of pitching happening in South by Southwest. Can you give me a pitch? What's your pitch?
It's really what we've been talking about. I think there's a new wave of innovation that's about to break, and it's going to be around this third wave of the internet, which is disrupting sectors like education, healthcare, and energy. And if you're an entrepreneur in St. Louis or Des Moines or Minneapolis or Pittsburgh, you're going to have the opportunity to build great companies there on the back of these trends, but you need to know what battle you're gearing up for in this third wave.
I have one more question for you, which welcome to say no to. Would you say you've got mail?
I had a feeling that's where we're going with this.
How many times do people ask you that?
It's been a few times, but I'm sure I'd be happy to. You've got mail.
Steve Case, thank you so much.
Thank you.